Okay, so this is self-hypnosis session on emotional regulation and distancing yourself from intrusive thoughts and feelings. So what I'd like you to do is make yourself comfortable, uncross your legs and your arms, find a comfortable position for your head, your shoulders and your back, and allow your shoulders to drop down and your head to sink into the chair or the bed wherever you lay. And allowing your entire body to relax and to feel at peace. Forgetting about the sounds you may hear around you, you'll continue to be aware of these sounds throughout the session, but they'll not bother you. Instead, you can use the noises to help you focus on your breathing and focus on the words that are said. You needn't try to block anything out or force anything. Just allow things to develop as they will. As you allow things to just happen, letting go of the need to control, to analyze, to question, you'll be able to benefit from this self-hypnosis session the most that you're able. By just letting go, you allow yourself to get the most out of the experience. I'm wondering if you're ready to feel more peace, more calm, more confident in your ability to manage distressing thoughts and feelings. And if so, you can nod your head to indicate. And I'm quite sure it will seem to you as if nothing has happened, as if I've done nothing at all, and nothing has happened. You may feel a bit more at peace, a bit calmer in a few moments, but I doubt you'll notice any other changes. I would like you to notice, though, if you're surprised by anything you may notice. The best way to begin to feel more comfortable is just by letting yourself sit as comfortably as you can, adjusting yourself to a comfortable position, and notice how much more comfortable you can feel by taking one deep, satisfying breath all the way in and blowing it out. Good. Now take a very deep breath in through your nose, the deepest breath you've ever taken, and hold it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now as you let that breath slowly all the way out, focus on the sensation of relaxation. The tension just draining out of your body from every muscle and every nerve. Now allowing your tension to drift deeply inwards, deep, deep within yourself, to find that place that knows you're special, that knows your feelings matter. Going deep, deep inside of yourself now, to find that special place, floating, drifting, allowing your mind to just focus inwards, letting go of the questioning, the controlling, the analyzing, and just drifting, drifting more and more with every exhalation. Every exhalation is a signal to you to just focus inwards, to let go, to relax, and to drift, drifting deeply inwards, deep, deep within yourself. Every exhalation allows you to relax your body even further, and you allow your mind to just drift, floating, perhaps floating somewhere comfortable, above your bed, in your bedroom, floating on a billowy cloud of air, floating on a warm lake or an ocean, floating somewhere completely peaceful, serene, undisturbed, feeling completely safe and at peace. Floating, such a pleasant feeling. Perhaps around you, you can imagine the blue of the sky, the green of the trees, and the blue of the water, wherever you're floating. Or perhaps you're just floating deep, deep within you. Floating around deeply within color, within warmth, sensations all around you. Wherever you're floating, you feel completely at peace, safe and comfortable. just allowing yourself to let go more and more with every exhalation. Letting go and directing your focus inwards. Feeling confident because you're in charge of your mind and your body. With every exhalation, directing your focus inwards and allowing your mind to feel still, peace, calm, serenity. With every exhalation, allowing your body to just go more limp, loose, and lazy-like, relaxing more and more. Letting go, relaxing, allowing your attention to drift inwards to that pleasant place of stillness, calm, and peacefulness. Deep, deep within you, just letting go more and more with every exhalation. Letting go of the questioning, the analyzing, just focusing deeply inwards. Just using the power of your mind to focus, to relax your mind and your body, to bring that stillness, that calm, and that peacefulness to your mind. Just letting go. And when you're ready, take another long, slow, deep breath in. Focusing on the sensation of release you experience as you let that breath all the way out. As your mind drifts deeply inwards more and more with every exhalation, your attention is in your focus is drifting deep inside of you. Drifting, floating, calm and peaceful. More and more with every exhalation. That sensation of release, the sensation you notice as you let that breath out, is a signal to you for your mind to drift deeply inwards. It's a signal to you to allow your body to relax, for your shoulders to drop down, your hands to release their grip, the muscles in your face to relax, as a warm, comfortable heaviness spreads downwards from your forehead, over your eyes, through and into your cheeks, allowing all the muscles in your jaw to relax and to let go, focusing on those sensations of warm, comfortable heaviness flowing throughout your body. Perhaps you notice it in your feet, a warmth, a tingling, spreading upwards at its own pace. Perhaps you can feel the heaviness, the comfortable heaviness in your hands and your arms, slowly increasing. You may notice your legs feel heavier, more comfortable than your arms. And with every exhalation, all the muscles in your face just relax and let go. And as the muscles in your jaw relax, the lips may part. Warm, comfortable heaviness spreading throughout your body, more and more with every exhalation. And every exhalation, your shoulders drop down and relax, allowing your body to experience those feelings of freedom, of letting go, relaxing. That warm, comfortable heaviness gradually increasing, spreading at its own pace more and more with every exhalation. Just letting go and relaxing. Every breath you exhale and every word that is said allows you to drift deeper and deeper inside of yourself. Deeper and deeper into relaxation and comfort. Allowing your mind to grow increasingly more still, more calm, more peaceful. And allowing your body to release. Letting the tension just melt away with every exhalation. As the body becomes more loose, more relaxed, more limp and lazy-like. As it sinks down further and further. With every exhalation, you may be able to imagine your body sinking down through the chair or the bed, right through it, imagining yourself sinking, comfortably relaxed. Taking another deep, satisfying breath in and noticing how much more calm and relaxed you feel as you let that breath all the way out, letting it all the way out, allowing your mind to drift deeper and deeper inwards and your body to just let go, becoming more relaxed, more comfortably heavy, more at peace. You may already notice how good it feels, that comfortable heaviness, how warm your neck and your shoulders can feel. I'd like you to take 4 more deep, satisfying, comfortable breaths. And as you exhale, just notice how much more comfortable your shoulders, your chest, your face, and your arms begin to feel as you let that breath all the way out. Good. Perhaps you've already noticed how much more comfortable your eyes feel. Just noticing how much more heavy the eyelids feel, how much more comfortable all the muscles in your face feel. As you continue breathing comfortably, deeply, rhythmically, all I'd like you to do is picture in your mind, imagine a staircase. It can be a staircase of any kind. The staircase has 20 steps and you're at the top. Perhaps it's a staircase you've gone down many times before. Perhaps it's an imaginary staircase. One you might see in a palace or a very wealthy home. You don't need to be able to see all 20 steps at once. You can see all or any part of the staircase, whatever you like. Just taking notice of the top step that you're on and any other steps that you'd like to notice. However you see it is fine. I wonder what your staircase will look like. I wonder if there's a nice wooden railing, or a polished brass railing, or perhaps a different railing of your choosing to support you as you descend down the staircase. In a moment or two, but not now. Perhaps there's a plush, lovely looking carpeting that's so soft to step on, so soft and cushy, so luxurious. It can be a pleasure to feel the texture of the carpet under your feet. Perhaps you prefer the cool strength of a wooden staircase, whatever you choose, whatever is pleasing to you. And I wonder what design your staircase will be. Does it go straight down in an orderly fashion? Or maybe it's a circular stairway winding round and around. It's whatever pleases you. Perhaps the walls of the staircase are painted in a beautiful, cool, calming color, or wallpapers. Perhaps the lighting is grand and bright, or subdued and relaxing. It's whatever pleases you. Take a moment to notice your stairway, and all that matters is that you create a stairway that's pleasing to your mind's eye. Now, in a moment, but not now, I'm going to begin to count out loud from 1 to 20. And as you may have already guessed, as I count each number, I would like you to take a step down the staircase. And I'd like to see yourself taking a step and feel yourself taking a step down the staircase. One step for each number that I count. And all you need to notice, just notice how much more comfortable and at peace you feel as you take each step down the staircase. As you take each step down, letting your body relax and your mind go still, continuing to go down the staircase, one step for each count. The larger the number, the further you are down the staircase, the more comfortable and at peace you feel. So much so that when I reach the count of 20, you'll be resting in a deeply comfortable, focused, relaxed, peaceful state. All right, you can begin to get ready. And when you're ready to feel more at peace, more comfortable, we can begin. You can let me know when you're ready by allowing one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Good. Now I'd like you to notice how much more comfortable you feel by taking one deep, satisfying breath and taking a step down the staircase, feeling yourself sinking down a little bit more into comfort, peace, and calm. One, taking the first step down. Perhaps feeling yourself gently floating down and noticing how you feel. And two, taking another satisfying breath and another step down the staircase. And in an interesting and enjoyable way, you may soon experience a feeling, a comfortable feeling. Perhaps it's the feeling that a leaf would feel in the autumn, floating down the river, just gently floating. Feeling that a cloud would feel, floating throughout the sky. Just drifting and floating. Floating down or into, through the chair or the bed as you descend down the stairwell, one step at a time. Continuing to breathe gently, deeply, comfortably, in and out. And with every exhalation, allowing your mind to drift deeper and deeper inwards. Reminding yourself to let go. Letting you go of the tension, letting your body relax. And three, taking another deep, satisfying breath and another step down the staircase. Noticing how the sensations of relaxation are growing a little bit more with every step down. Little by little, more and more with every step down the staircase. I'm wondering if there's places in your body that feel more comfortable than others. Perhaps your shoulders feel more relaxed than your neck. Perhaps your legs feel more relaxed than your arms. I don't really know what you'll notice, and it doesn't really matter. All that matters is you're comfortable. All that matters is you feel comfortable. Noticing the comfort growing little by little throughout your body. All that matters is you allow yourself to be surprised by some of the things you'll notice. Surprised and curious. And four, taking another deep, satisfying breath and another step down the staircase. Perhaps already noticing places in your body beginning to let go, feeling more and more comfortable, more at peace, more still. I wonder if the deep, heavy, comfortable feeling, that restful heaviness in your forehead, is already beginning to spread and to flow downwards at its own pace, across your eyes, across your face, your jaw. Down through your neck, deep, restful heaviness. T. taking another deep, satisfying breath. And five, another step down the staircase. A quarter of the way down, and perhaps already beginning to really, really enjoy the comfort and relaxation you feel throughout your body. Feeling that comfort and relaxation, the ability of your body to just let go and relax, the ability of your mind to focus deeply inwards. And six, another step down the staircase. And perhaps beginning to notice that the sounds around which were distracting have become less so. And that all the sounds around that you can hear become part of your experience. Part of your experience of comfort and relaxation. Anything you notice can become part of your experience of comfort and relaxation. Taking a deep, deep, deep breath inwards and letting go. Letting yourself drift deeply, deeply inwards. Letting go and drifting. Letting your body become more still, more calm and peaceful. Your mind drifting deeply, deeply inwards. To that place of stillness, calm and peacefulness. Drifting deeply, deeply inwards with every exhalation. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And letting it go. Letting your body drop down and relax in your mind to drift deeply inwards. Drifting deeply, deeply inwards. Taking another long, slow, deep, comfortable breath in. And seven, taking another step down the staircase, letting that breath all the way out. Letting your mind drift deeply, deeply inwards. Letting your body sink down more and more into comfort. Letting go, focusing on the sensations of comfort and relaxation flowing throughout your body. Noticing the heaviness in your shoulders, the limp, loose, lazy feeling in your hands and your legs, that comfortable heaviness. Feeling the sensations of comfort throughout your face and your forehead, as if your face was bathing in a warm sink of warm water. So relaxed, so calm, so peaceful. Every exhalation, your body just drifts down and your mind drifts inwards. Just letting go now. Letting go and relaxing. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And eight, another step down the staircase. Feeling that exhalation and that letting go. I wonder if you notice one arm feeling heavier than the other. Perhaps your left arm feels a bit heavier than your right. I don't know. Perhaps they both feel equally comfortably heavy. It doesn't really matter. Just letting go. Allowing yourself to feel comfortable, peaceful, still. That's the only thing that's important. allowing yourself to be curious and surprised by the sensations of comfort you notice throughout your body. Or perhaps it's a feeling of lightness, light, weightless feeling. Perhaps like a bird feels, light, weightless, drifting. I don't really know, and it doesn't really matter. All that matters is you feel comfortable and relaxed. And 8, taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And another step down the staircase. Perhaps noticing the different parts of you that become more relaxed with every step. Feeling the heaviness perhaps in your eyelids, the relaxation in your jaw, the warmth in your hands, or the tingling in your toes. I don't really know what you'll notice, but all that matters is you enjoy this comfortable relaxation. All that matters is you allow yourself to be curious and surprised by some of the sensations of comfort you'll notice as you take each step down the staircase with every exhalation. And 9, another deep, satisfying breath. And letting it go, taking another step down the staircase. Breathing comfortably, slowly, and deeply. Noticing that comfortable heaviness or lightness beginning to really sink in. As you continue to notice the pleasant, restful, peaceful, calm feeling spreading throughout your body, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. And 10, taking another long, slow, deep, satisfying breath, noticing how much more comfortable you feel as you let that breath all the way out, and take another step down the staircase. Halfway to the bottom, wondering perhaps what might be happening. Perhaps wondering if anything at all is happening. And yet knowing that it doesn't really matter. Feeling so pleasantly relaxed, calm, peaceful, and just continuing to notice the growing, spreading, comfortable relaxation. That's all that's important. Feeling comfortable, peaceful, calm. And taking another long, slow, deep breath in, focusing on the sensation of release as you let that breath out and take another step down the staircase. The sensation of letting go, of being comfortable, calm, and peaceful. Notice as you continue to feel more relaxed and calm, there's nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. As you become more and more comfortable, more and more at peace. And 12, another step down the staircase. Noticing with curious and surprise the sensations of comfort spreading throughout your body. Curious and surprised, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. And 13 steps down the staircase. Feeling more and more the real enjoyment of the relaxation and comfort you feel spreading throughout your body. Allowing yourself to enjoy the peace and the calm. Allowing yourself to notice the peace and the calm. With nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in, filling your lungs and your chest, and another step down the staircase, letting that breath all the way out, feeling yourself, noticing yourself more comfortable, more at peace, perhaps noticing the comfortable heaviness or the lightness. Taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And out. And another step down the staircase. 14 steps down the staircase. More and more comfortable, more and more at peace. Noticing how your body just seems to sink down deeper and deeper into the chair, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you, as though the chair just holds you comfortably, warmly, safely and securely. And taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And the 15th step down the staircase. Feel yourself just relaxing, becoming more comfortable. Nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you. Absolutely nothing to do at all. But just enjoy the comfortable relaxation and stillness. Nothing at all to do, but be still and calm and relaxed. And taking another long, slow, deep breath in. And out. And another step down the staircase. The 16th step. Wondering perhaps what to experience at the bottom of the staircase. And yet knowing how much more ready you are to feel deeper and deeper relaxed. More and more comfortable. Nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. And 17 steps down the staircase. Closer and closer to the bottom. closer and closer to a greater and greater feeling of calm, relaxation, and stillness. Noticing even more clearly the comfort and relaxation you feel throughout your body. Knowing that nothing really matters except your enjoyment of your experience of comfortable relaxation, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. And 18 steps down the staircase, almost at the bottom, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you, as you continue to feel more and more comfortable, more and more relaxed, more and more still, more and more calm. And 19 steps down the staircase. Almost at the bottom. Nothing to bother you, nothing to disturb you, as you continue to feel more and more comfortable, more and more rested. Just nothing. More and more comfortable. And now, 20 steps down the staircase, at the bottom, deeply, deeply comfortable, continuing to go deeper and deeper comfortable, more focused, more calm with every breath you take, as I talk to you for a moment about something you already know a lot about. And I wonder if you'll be pleased to notice that the things we talk about today with your eyes closed are the things that you'll remember tomorrow, or perhaps the next day or next week. Or I wonder if you'll decide to let the memory of these things rest quietly in the back of your mind, remembering gradually a bit at a time, again to be resting in the back of your mind. Perhaps you'll notice that whenever you hear the words, let go, relax, you feel a sense of peace, comfortable relaxation flow over you. Whatever you do, however you choose to remember, is just fine. It's absolutely natural. Whether you remember tomorrow, the next day, a little at a time, or all at once, or whether you let the memory rest quietly, comfortably in the back of your mind, it doesn't really matter. And two, I wonder if you'll notice, you'll feel surprised that your experience today is so much more pleasant and comfortable than you might have expected. And I wonder if you'll notice that surprise, that there are no other feelings. Perhaps you'll feel curious about that surprise and curiosity. I wonder if you'll be pleased to notice that today and any other day, whenever you listen to this self-hypnosis or feel your head resting back as it is right now, you'll be reminded of how comfortable, peace, and still you feel. Even more comfortable than you feel now. Even more comfortable and relaxed, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. Whenever you find yourself listening to this self-hypnosis or sitting in a chair to relax, you'll be reminded. I don't know exactly how it'll be seen. I only know, as perhaps you also know, that your experience will seem surprisingly more pleasant, surprisingly more comfortable, and surprisingly more restful than you might expect, with nothing to bother you and nothing to disturb you. Whenever you hear the words, let go, or you repeat those words to yourself, you'll feel that calm come over you, that peacefulness, that stillness. Nothing really matters but your experience of comfort and relaxation, absolute, deep comfort and relaxation. In a moment, I'm going to slowly count from 1 to 5, and as I do, I'd like you to simply take 5 very deep breaths, one at a time. And as you let each breath out, I want you to simply notice how you sink down into a much more deeply relaxed hypnotic state. And 1, take a deep breath in. And let it go, letting yourself sink deeper and deeper, letting it all the way out. And 2, a very deep breath now. Good, now let it go. Let it go more and more, letting yourself sink deeper and deeper into comfort and relaxation. And 3, a very, very deep breath. And letting go. Let yourself go, sinking deeper and deeper into comfort. And 4, another very, very deep breath now. Good, and just let go of everything but the comfort you feel throughout your body. Good. And 5, another very, very deep breath. Good, and let it all the way out. Good, letting yourself sink down very, very deeply comfortable and relaxed, more and more still and peaceful with every exhalation, deeper and deeper with every word that is said. We've demonstrated the power of the unconscious mind. The unconscious mind is a powerful tool that you can use to help you manage any intrusive thoughts and feelings throughout the day. It'll help you be aware of these intrusive thoughts and feelings and manage them instantly, distancing yourself from them and regaining calm and confidence. You can use the power of the unconscious mind to help you each and every day. As you practice this self-hypnosis each and every day, you'll become more skilled, more aware of these intrusive and anxious thoughts. You'll become more skilled at labeling, acknowledging these thoughts, calming yourself, distancing yourself, and not feeling the compulsion to react or do anything. You'll feel that stillness of just letting them pass you by. You can use the unconscious mind to help you with this each and every day. You have a powerful tool at your disposal, using the power of the unconscious mind to help you each and every day. Because of this treatment and every time you practice this self-hypnosis, you'll become more deeply relaxed, more deeply hypnotized, and better able to recognize distressing, intrusive, anxious thoughts and feelings. You'll be better able to manage any urges to act on these thoughts and feelings, such as searching the internet. You'll be able to instantly recognize any intrusive thoughts and feelings about sleep or worry about anxiety. You'll recognize the prodding to act, the prodding to do something, and you'll be able to let this pass you by. You are in charge of your behavior and your actions. The thoughts and the feelings may come and go, and you can let them pass you by, but you're in charge of your behavior, your actions. And by allowing yourself to be still, to not take any action, you're taking charge. You're in control. By being still with these intrusive thoughts and feelings, you're in charge. Thoughts and feelings can simply be acknowledged, labeled. You calm yourself down, let them pass you by, and be still, still in your body, taking no action, not responding. Even the worst feelings are simply feelings that can be acknowledged, labeled, calmed, and let them pass you by. Even the worst thoughts can be labeled, acknowledged, and let them pass you by. That stillness that you have in response to these thoughts and feelings puts you in charge. Any thoughts and feelings, worries about sleep, the implications of sleep, worries about anxiety and the implications. Will you have a nervous breakdown? Any worries like that? Any worries about having a panic attack and losing control? Any worries like that are simply distressing, intrusive thoughts and feelings. And you'll get stronger, better able to recognize these thoughts and these feelings as simply intrusive thoughts and feelings. You'll be able to acknowledge them, label them, calm yourself, and let them pass you by. Your stillness puts you in control. Not responding puts you in control. You have the ability, the strength, and the awareness to be immediately aware of any distressing, intrusive thoughts and feelings. And using this self-hypnosis each and every day, these intrusive thoughts and feelings will become more ever-present. You'll be able to recognize them, label them, categorize them, calm yourself, and let them pass you by. Emotions and thoughts are like waves. They ebb and they flow. I wonder if you're able to imagine an ocean wave approaching the shore. It's steep and it's tall and it hasn't crested yet into a breaker. Now imagine this wave approaching a group of gulls floating on the water. The birds do not fly away in response to this big, tall ocean wave. They simply ride it out. They ride up the face, the slope of the wave, round the top, and drift back down. They don't fight the wave. They ride it out. All thoughts and emotions, distressing and intrusive, anxious thoughts and emotions, ebb and flow like waves. And like waves, emotions and thoughts can build intensity. They can peak and recede, drift away. And like the gulls, you'll learn to ride out these thoughts and these emotions, letting it recede and pass you by. When we fight these anxious thoughts or take action in response to them, we create chaos. We create anxiety and turmoil. We are in control of our actions and our response to these intrusive thoughts and feelings. At times it may feel like these intrusive thoughts and feelings grow too intense or go on forever. That's when we require our persistence to maintain our calmness and stillness. And as you learn to let these thoughts and feelings pass you by, they will become less intense. They'll last for less time, shorter periods of time, and you'll be able to pass you by easier. And the worries, the fears will subside and lessen, growing less significant, less intense. So what I'd like you to do now is think back on a recent time where you had a distressing thought or feeling. And I want you to bring that feeling up now. Amplify the feeling, the thought, and let it grow intense. Just let yourself feel the intensity, remembering where you were, what triggered you, what you were thinking and feeling, what was happening in your body, what you were feeling, and what your fears were. It's perfectly okay to let those feelings come up now, because they're going to be going away in a few moments. So take all the time you need to bring yourself back, remembering all the details, the sensations, the thoughts, the feelings, the triggers. It's okay. They'll be going away soon. Just bring it up now. And when you're able to recall the event, the feelings, allow one of your fingers to float up to indicate. Good. Now bring yourself back and amplify those feelings now. It's okay, they'll be going away in a few moments. Remembering the intensity, the fear, the distress, the intrusive thoughts. Bringing those back to mind now. Good. Now what I'd like you to do is take 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out, focusing on the sensation of the out-breath as you breathe out, and in your mind's eye, see yourself taking a mental step back away from these distressing thoughts and feelings. And these distressing thoughts and feelings are becoming less significant, less intense with each exhalation. Taking a step back with every exhalation. Continuing to take 10 long, slow, deep breaths. Allowing those feelings, those thoughts to become less intense, as if you're looking at a screen across the room from you. They're not part of your body. They're removed and distant. And as you take each step back in your mind, they become less intense, less significant. Distancing yourself from these thoughts and these feelings. Every exhalation allows them to get smaller and smaller, more distant, as if they're floating away, like a bird flying away in the sky, like a ship floating away on the horizon, like a leaf floating down the stream, becoming smaller, more distant, barely recognizable. Every exhalation allows you to just take a step back in your mind's eye, getting further and further removed, more distant. Continuing to take 10 long, slow, deep breaths, and with every exhalation, a step back in your mind's eye, seeing the image, those distressing thoughts and feelings, getting smaller, more distant, noticing as you get more distant, your body is growing increasingly more calm, more peaceful, more relaxed. continuing to take 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out. And as you breathe in, repeat to yourself that you're breathing in soothing comfort. And as you exhale, you're releasing tension, letting go. As you're breathing in, you're breathing in soothing comfort. And as you exhale, you're releasing tension, letting go. Breathing in soothing comfort and releasing tension, letting go. Breathing in soothing comfort and exhaling, releasing tension and letting go. You have the ability to ride out these thoughts and these feelings. You have the ability to decide the action that is in your best interest. You can make yourself calm, distance yourself from these intrusive thoughts and feelings, and decide to be still and to not act. This is within your control. So in the future, whenever you notice any distressing, intrusive thoughts or feelings, you'll immediately label the feeling and the thought, recognize it, calm yourself by taking 10 long, slow, deep breaths in and out, and repeating to yourself that you're breathing in soothing comfort and releasing tension and letting go. And in your mind's eye, taking a step back from these distressing thoughts and these feelings. With practice, this self-hypnosis, the most challenging thoughts and feelings will soften, becoming less intense, less significant, and you'll be able to ride them out easier, deciding easier on a course of action that restores calm and confidence. From now on, you'll be able to immediately recognize any intrusive thoughts and feelings. By practicing this self-hypnosis, you'll remember each and every day you're in control of your actions. You can distance yourself from intrusive thoughts and feelings. You need not react. You can be still. Now what I'd like you to do, I'm going to count from 7 to 1. And you will open your eyes. You'll feel alert without feeling tired, without feeling drowsy, without feeling sleepy. You'll feel much better for the deep and pleasant hypnotic experience. Now I'm going to count from 7 to 1. 7, you're feeling rested. 6, you're feeling calm. 5, you're feeling peaceful and relaxed. 4, you're feeling confident and determined to be still with any distressing thoughts and feelings. 3, you're beginning to feel more alert, more aware of the surroundings. And 2, feeling more alert, more aware of the placement of your fingers and toes. And 1, you can open your eyes feeling relaxed and refreshed.